A Braisa says, originally the people of Yerichai would give payah from the leaves of turnips and cabbage. Rabbi Yossi says, also from leeks. Another Braisa says they would give payah from the leaves of turnips and leeks. And Rabbi Shimon says, also from cabbage. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are each replacing the second species listed by their respective Tanakhama, not just simply adding a third species. Therefore, the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi actually agrees with Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakhama of Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yossi. A Braisa says the son of Bahayan gave payah from vegetables to the poor people. When Bahayan himself saw this happen, he asked the poor people to give back the vegetables because no maaser was given from them under the pretense that they were payah, because they were not truly payah, maaser really should have been given. He told him, "Give me back that, and I promise to give you double the amount of the produce that you have, and it'll already be maaser when I give it to you." A Braisa says initially the Kohanim who were entitled to receive the hides of the Korban Olah, the skins of the Korban Olah, they would pile the hides together in the Beis HaParva and would divide them among the Kohanim of the Beis Av. The Kohanim would do the Avodah on that day. In the evening, they would divide it among them. Eventually, some tougher Kohanim would forcibly take more than their share. To prevent this from happening, they began to divide the hides on a weekly basis when the entire week's Kohanim were there, the whole Mishmar, therefore they wouldn't be able to strong-arm others. However, even then, the high-ranking Kohanim would forcibly take more than their share. After that, the owners began to give the hides to Hegdish. This influx of donations brought in enough funds to allow the entire Heichal to be covered within a flawless gold plate. Abishol said in a Braisa, there were sycamore tree trunks in Yerichai that were being stolen. So rather than allowing them to be stolen, the owners gave them all to Hegdish. The Braisa continues and says that there was much corruption by the families of Kahanim Gedolim in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Braisa says, the Azara cried out four cries. Number one, he said, let the sons of Eli leave, referring to Chofni and Pinchas for not treating the Kabbanas of certain women properly. Number two, it said, let Yisachar Barkai leave, because he would wrap his hands in silk before doing the Avodah, so his hands shouldn't become dirty with blood. Number three, it would say, open the gates to allow Yishmael ben Pechai to come in and serve as the Kohen Gadol. And number four, it would say, open the gates to allow Yochanan ben Narbai to come in and fill his stomach with the meat of the Kaddishim. They said of Yochanan ben Narbai that he would eat 300 calves, meaning he would invite many people to his meals, and drink 300 barrels of wine for his meal, and would then eat 40 saw of small birds for dessert. They said that in his days, it was never nicer in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning he ate all this from Kaddishim so that there should never be nicer. How was Yisachar bar Barakai punished? Gemara says the king and the queen had an argument. The king said that goat meat's the best meat, and the queen said that sheep meat is the best meat. They decided to ask Yisachar bar Barakai, who as the Kohen Gadol ate a lot of meat of the various karbanos. They said he should be the expert. So he came to them and they asked them, and he like derogatorily waved towards the king as if to dismiss him, and said if goat meat was better, then it should have been the preferred choice for the Korban Tumid. The king said, for waving dismissively at me, your right hand should be cut off. Yisachar ben Makai bribed the one who was to carry out the punishment and had his left hand cut off instead of the right hand. When the king heard of this, he was upset and he had the right hand cut off as well. Upon hearing this story, Rabbi Yosef praised Hashem for punishing Yisachar ben Makai on this world rather than the next world. Rav Ashi said Yisachar Bakai didn't even know Mishnayis, because Rav Shimon clearly says in the Mishnah that goats and sheep are equally as good for Karbanos, so he shouldn't have just dismissed it like that. Ravina said Yisachar Bakai didn't even learn Psukim, because the Pasuk teaches that they were equally as preferable to be brought as Karbanos. Hadnaloch Perek Mokoyim Shenohagu.